WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood start guide to navigating this crazy world when calm day at time. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling anxieties, deadlines, and just plain life stuff? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We don't have to face these challenges alone. Building a supportive community can be a game changer for our mental well-being. It's not about finding your tribe of unicorns who always agree with you, it's about connecting with genuine people who understand, encourage, and help us thrive, even when things get tough. So today, we're diving deep into the power of community in fostering positive mental health. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can help you build your own support system or strengthen the one you already have. First up, vulnerability is your superpower. Think about it, being open and honest about our struggles can actually make us feel more connected, not less. Sharing our stories allows others to relate, understand, and offer support. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage in action. It takes guts to show up authentically, but the rewards are immense. Number 2. Active listening is a superpower too. When someone shares their worries or anxieties with us, resist the urge to jump in with solutions or advice right away. Instead, focus on truly hearing what they're saying. Make eye contact, nod along, and ask clarifying questions to show you're fully present and engaged. Remember, sometimes people just need to vent, be heard, and feel understood. Offering a safe space for them to do that can be incredibly powerful. Next up, celebrate the wins, big and small. Life is full of ups and downs, so it's important to acknowledge and appreciate the good stuff too. Whether it's a personal achievement, a moment of joy, or simply overcoming a challenge, take time to celebrate those victories. Sharing your successes with others can boost the spirits and create a positive feedback loop within your community. Number 4. Practice empathy and compassion not just for others, but also for yourself. Everyone is going through something, even if we don't always see it. Extend kindness and understanding to yourself and others, remembering that mistakes happen and setbacks are part of the journey. Finally, don't underestimate the power of shared experiences. Think about those moments when you connect with friends over a hobby, a cause, or even just a good cup of coffee. These shared experiences build bonds, create memories, and remind us that we're not alone in this crazy ride called life. Okay, picture this. You're feeling stressed about an upcoming presentation, right? You know that feeling, heart racing, mind racing, thoughts spiraling out of control. Instead of isolating yourself with your worries, you reach out to a friend who's known for being supportive and level-headed. They listen without judgment, offer words of encouragement, maybe even share some tips from their own presentation experiences. You realize that talking it through helps calm your nerves and gives you fresh perspective. That's the power of community turning anxiety into shared support and stress into resilience. We covered 5 powerful takeaways today. Embracing vulnerability, practicing active listening, celebrating wins, extending empathy, and cherishing shared experiences. Remember, building a positive and supportive community takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. It's about fostering genuine connections, offering a safe space for ourselves and others to be vulnerable, and reminding each other that we're all in this together. So, what are you waiting for? Start reaching out, connecting with people who uplift you, and building your own tribe of support. You deserve it. And hey, if you found value in this episode, share it with a friend who could use some stoic wisdom and community love. Together, let's create a world where mental well-being is prioritized and everyone feels supported on their journey. Until next time, keep calm, stay strong, and remember you're not alone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.